Hare Krishna. So today we will have a brief overview of the first canto. So you must have studied first canto for about 3 months. So we will see an overview of all of that in 3 hours. Right. Our main focus in this class would be the flow in which the contents of this canto are flowing. Right. So what are the important connections between chapters, a brief outline of the verses, and we'll touch upon very vital verses and maybe recite them, and definitely we can't touch any purports, maybe occasionally one or two here and there, and storyline will be summarized. So in 3 hours we will just revise. This is meant for our mananam, right? So the first chapter of this canto is entitled Questions by the Sages. In this chapter, Vyasadeva begins by offering obeisances to Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then he defines the absolute truth. Janmadyascha yatonvayadi taratas charthesva bhignaswarat Tene brahma hridayadi kavaye muhyanti yat surayah Tejo vari mridam yathavinimayo yatra trisargo mrusha Dhamna svena sadani rasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Vyasadeva defines the absolute truth as the primeval cause of maintenance, destruction and creation. Janmadhyasyataha. Janma is creation. Adi includes maintenance and destruction. And anvayaditartascha arthyeshu abhignaha. Directly or indirectly, he is cognizant of everything. Then swarat, he is supremely independent. Then tene brahma hridayadi kavaye. He is the one who enlightened Brahma in the beginning of the creation. Then muhyanti yat surayaha. In trying to understand him, great learned people also sometimes get bewildered. He is a bewilderer. Tejo vari mridam yatha. How they get bewildered? Just like someone sees earth and confuses it with water. He will see the earth in the desert, then he will confuse that it is water. So like that, they get confused with certain elements. Like that, people get bewildered. So yatra trisargo amrisha. Although this material world is composed of modes, and the manifestation of it is temporary and in that sense unreal, still it appears real to a person because of his maya, right? And he is the basis of everything, right? Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. He manifests the material world for a purpose, and he eternally resides in his eternal abode, the spiritual world also. So material world is mentioned, spiritual world is also mentioned. He is the basis of both. So that is the absolute truth, Lord Krishna. Next, Vyasadeva glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmat saranam satam vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate mahamunikrite kimva parairishwaraha sadyo hridi avarudhyatetra krutibhi susrushubhistakshanat. Dharma projita kaitavo atra. Atra means in this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. The pretentious religion or cheating religion or materially motivated religion is kicked out. Dharma projita kaitavo. Atra paramo means it propounds the highest truth. Then who can understand this literature? Nirmatsaranam satam vedyam. One who is purely non-envious in his heart, he can understand. And atra, again, in this literature, vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. Vastu, the actual vastu, vastavam vastu is described here. Vastavam atra vastu, the actual substance, not the shadow. And shivadam, for the auspiciousness of everyone. And by taking shelter of this literature, one will be relieved from the threefold material miseries. Tapatrayon mulanam uproots threefold miseries. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamani Krite. It is compiled by Mahamani Vyasadev. Kimva Parair. What is the need for any other literature? So how can we confidently say like that? Because by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishvara Sadyo Hridi Avarudhyate. Atra. Kritibhi Sushrushibhis Takshanat. If one dedicates oneself to studying and understanding Srimad Bhagavatam nicely, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be captured in his heart. Right? Bhagavatam establishes the Lord in the heart of a sincere reader. That is the glory of Bhagavatam. Then Vyasadeva invites everyone to relish the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpatarorgalitam phalam sukamukhadamrutadrava samyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhumi bhavuka. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam. All the Vedic literatures are compared to a desire tree, kalpataru. Nigama is Vedic literatures, kalpataru is desire tree. So nigama kalpataror galitam phalam means the ripened fruit of this desire tree of Vedic literatures is Srimad Bhagavatam. And that ripened fruit is already sweet. And the essence of a tree is basically its fruit, and it is already sweet. And when Sukadeva Goswami spoke this Bhagavatam, the sweetness, the flavor of that fruit increased. Sukamukhat amrutadrava samyutam. The already sweet Srimad Bhagavatam became all the more sweet when Sukadeva Goswami started speaking it. So yesterday also we were discussing, Krishna's pastimes are very sweet, but when a devotee describes those pastimes of Krishna imbued with love and affection, they appear even more sweeter. Yashodamayi was experiencing this when gopis were describing the stealing pastimes of Krishna. Then pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam, drink this bhagavatam, pibata, because this fruit is not meant to be eaten. And there is no pre-processing required. You can directly drink the juice. It's like a semi-solid. The objectionable parts like the peel of the fruit or the seed of the mango are not available. Directly juice, you can directly drink it. Pibata bhagavatam. Rasamalayam. Muhuraho. Constantly you can do that. Rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. Oh, expert relishers of rasa, come and drink this Srimad Bhagavatam. And there are so many exciting details and insights in this verse, which we discussed in our regular classes. And also another important point is this Bhagavatam descends in parampara. So Sukadeva Goswami is speaking this Bhagavatam because he heard it from Vyasadev. Then Vyasadev got the inspiration from Narada Muni. So like that, this entire parampara is there. We need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam through the parampara. The conclusion of Bhagavatam, the last chapter, describes kasmayena vibhasito yamatulo jnana pradipah pura tadrupena cha naradaya munaye krishnaya tadrupina yogindraya tadatmanata bhagavadrataya karunyata tatshuddham vimalam vishokam amritam satyam param dhimahi kasmayena vibhasito yamatulo Jnana Pradipah Pura. In the beginning of the creation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Brahmaji. Right? Kasmai yena vibhasitoya matulo jnana pradipah pura. Tadrupena, in the form of Brahma, tadrupena cha naradaya munaye. In the form of Brahma, Krishna spoke Bhagavatam to Narada Muni. And Krishnaya tadrupena, in the form of Narada Muni, Krishna spoke that Bhagavatam to Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasa. Right? Krishnaya tadrupina. Yogindraya tadatmanata bhagavad. In the form of Vyasadev, Krishna spoke this Bhagavatam to Sukadeva Goswami. Yogindra. And in the form of Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna spoke this Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. So whether Narada Muni is speaking, or Brahma is speaking, or Vyasadeva is speaking, or Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, Krishna is only speaking through them. So a bona fide Vaishnava Acharya is a representative of Krishna in giving this knowledge of Bhagavatam. So Krishna is only speaking. Tat Shuddham means it's extremely pure, free from contamination. Tat Shuddham Vimalam, no contamination. Vishokam, free from lamentation. Amalam, spotless. Tat Shuddham Vishokam, Tat Shuddham Vimalam Vishokam Amrutam. We need to, Amrutam means nectarian. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam concludes also like this. When Sukadeva Goswami spoke, its taste increased. Another verse is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam last canto, last chapter. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Avalam Yadvaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyamekam Avalam Jnanam Param Giyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmya Mahavishkritam Tat Shuddham Vimalam Vishokam Amritam Satyam Param Dhimahi. This is the last line I was saying now. So Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam, it is spotless Purana. Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam, it is very dear to all the Vaishnavas. Right? Yasmin Paramahamsya Mekam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyate. It is understandable by great Paramahamsas, and Jnanam Param Giyate, it propounds the highest knowledge. Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam. Avishkritam means inaugurating or launching. Bhagavatam is launching that activity which is freed from material motivations, naishkarmyam. It's not a activity which is free from any material motives only. Tatra jnana viraga bhakti sahitam. Right? So bhakti, devotion is there. Jnana, vairagya is there. Then jnana is there, vairagya is there. Knowledge is there and renunciation is there. So that work which is done with devotion, knowledge and renunciation is launched by Srimad Bhagavatam. So one needs to take shelter of that. So these are the glories of Bhagavatam right in the beginning and right in the end of the literature. After giving a prelude to this literature, Vyasadeva describes the initial scene in which this whole discussion is taking place. At Naimisharanya, the sages headed by Shaunaka Rishi offered a seat to Suta Goswami and enumerated his qualifications. They called him as Anagha. My dear Suta Goswami, you are free from vices. Suta Goswami heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami when he was speaking to Parikshit. So he is Anagha, freed from all sinful activities. Akhyatani Adhitani. He has already studied all Vedic literatures and he has already explained also. Then Vedavidam Srishtaha, he is best of all learned Vedantists. Saumya, very simple and pure. Snigdha, very submissive and obedient, surrendered to his gurus. Because he is Saumya and Snigdha, all the gurus have revealed to him the confidential truths in Vedic literatures. Because he has attained that knowledge and mercy of his gurus, he can represent this Vedic knowledge and speak to all the sages of Naimisharanya. Now after glorifying Suta Goswami, all the sages begin to ask some questions. First question they asked was, what is the ultimate good for people in general? How can people be satisfied? How can their self be satisfied? And as an answer to this question, Suta Goswami might speak the entire Vedic literature. But the sages know the qualities of Kali Yuga people. Prayana alpayasha sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha mandaha sumanda matayo mandabhagya hirpadritaha. Because the people of Kali Yuga are short-lived, quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, upadritaha, constantly disturbed, they will not be able to understand everything that you are going to speak. So you should speak only the essence of all scriptures. That is the second question. So first and second questions are more or less connected. So speak the essence of all scriptures. Then they ask the third question. What is the reason for Krishna's appearance in this world? Next, before asking the next questions, they show their eagerness to hear about Krishna. They also glorify the holy name of the Lord. Apanna samsritin ghoram yannama vivashogrunan tata sadyo vimuchyeta yad vibheti swayam bhayam. Even if one unconsciously chants the holy name of the Lord, still he will be liberated. And the sanctifying potency of Lord's devotees is much more than even Ganges also. So Ganges will purify a person only after prolonged use, but devotees can at once purify the other people. So who is that person who is desiring deliverance from the clutches of Kali Yuga would not hear Lord's glories? So we are very eager to hear Lord's glories. Please speak. Then they ask the next questions. They ask the fourth question. We want to hear about Lord's Purushavataras. Then we want to hear about Lord Leela avataras. And there is no satiation in our hearing. Vayam tana vitrupyama uttama shloka vikrame yat shrinvatam rasagnanam swadu swadu pade pade. There is no satiation. Please speak. Then they ask the sixth question. They say that we want to hear the superhuman activities of Krishna, which he performed along with Balaram. And you are like a captain of the ship to cross over this ocean of Kali. So we ask you this question, where did Dharma take shelter after Krishna's disappearance? This is our sixth question. So to summarize, their six questions are, what is the ultimate good for people in general? What is the essence of all scriptures? What is the purpose of Krishna's appearance? We want to know about Purushavataras, Leelavataras, and where did Dharma take shelter in Krishna's, after Krishna's disappearance? Six questions. Through these six questions, they actually express their compassion to people in general. Prabhupada writes that such great sages are very anxious for the spiritual improvement of general public. And they also expressed their eagerness to hear. And they also expressed their faith on the holy name and the devotees of the Lord. And they are aware of Lord's glorious pastimes. Right? So that is the subject matter of the first canto, first chapter. Now we enter the second chapter. In the second chapter, Suta Goswami replies to the questions of all the sages. So Suta Goswami begins his reply by first offering obeisances to Sukadeva Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yam pravrajantam anupetam apeta krityam dvaipayano virahakatara ajuhava putreti tanmayataya taravobhinedu tam sarvabhuta hrudayam munimanatosmi. So he glorifies Sukadeva Goswami as one who is extremely compassionate and one who can enter into the hearts of even dull trees also and respond to Vyasadeva. So when Sukadeva Goswami was just going, Vyasadeva was running behind him. Right, my dear son, please come back. Then nobody responded, only the trees echoed. And it is said that the echo of the trees is actually because of Sukadeva Goswami's entering the hearts of the trees. So if Sukadeva Goswami can enter the dull trees and make them speak, why can't he enter my heart and make me speak Bhagavatam? So I invite his presence in my heart so that I can speak Srimad Bhagavatam. I offer my obeisances to him. So like that, Suta Goswami offers obeisances to Sukadeva Goswami. Then he continues. Yasvanu bhavam akhila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepamatititi rishatamta mondham samsarinam karunayah purana guhyam tam vyasa sunumukvayami gurum muninam. Yasvanu bhavam akhila shruti saramekam. After personally assimilating the essence of all scriptures, adhyatma deepam, which enlightens the soul, which is like a transcendental torchlight, atitirishatam tamondham, that can take a person, that can make a person cross over this material existence, that Sukadeva Goswami has spoken this Srimad Bhagavatam to people in general for their deliverance. Samsarinam karunayaha. Out of his compassion towards people who are rotting in the samsara, he spoke this confidential Purana, Purana Guhyam. Tam Vyasa Sunu Upayami Gurum Muninam. I offer my obeisances to that Vyasa Sunu, Sukadeva Goswami, who is like a spiritual master of all sages, Gurum Muninam. He is considered guru of his guru also, and his Paramaguru also. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadev and Narada Muni, they were sitting in the audience and hearing Bhagavatam as if they were hearing for the first time. Right? So like that, he was called as Gurum Muninam. After offering obeisances to Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami offers obeisances to Naranarayan Rishi, Saraswati, Vyasadev, Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chayvanaruttamam, Devim Saraswatim Vyasam, Tato Jayamudirayat. After offering obeisances, he appreciates the questions of the sages. Manayah sadhu prishtoham bhavadbhir lokamangalam. You have asked very wonderfully. Why your questions are glorious? Because the answers to these questions cause the ultimate auspiciousness for people in general. ఫర్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. యత్ కృతః కృష్ణ సంప్రశ్నో యేనాత్మా సుప్రసీదతి, బికాజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఆస్క్డ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ రిలేటెడ్ టు కృష్ణ, దోస్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఆర్ సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ టు ద సెల్ఫ్. యేనాత్మా సుప్రసీదతి, సో ద క్వశ్చన్స్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఆర్ సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ టు ద సెల్ఫ్. వాట్ టు స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ ఆన్సర్స్, దెన్ హీ విల్ బిగిన్ ఆన్సరింగ్. వాట్ వాజ్ దర్ ఒరిజినల్ క్వశ్చన్, ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్, హౌ, వాట్ ఈస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గుడ్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ దట్ కెన్ సాటిస్ఫై దెమ్, రైట్? సో దట్ ఈస్ దిస్. హీ గివ్స్ ద ఆన్సర్ టు ద ఫస్ట్ టూ క్వశ్చన్స్, భక్తి. సవై పుంసాం పరో ధర్మో యతో భక్తిరధోక్షజే అహైతుకీ అప్రతిహత యయాత్మా సుప్రసీదతి. ది హైయెస్ట్ ఆక్యుపేషనల్ డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ టు ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, అండ్ దాట్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి పెర్ఫార్మ్డ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ అల్టీరియర్ మోటివ్స్ అండ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఇంటరప్షన్స్. దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ టు ద సెల్ఫ్. వాసుదేవే భగవతి భక్తి యోగ ప్రయోజిత జనయత్యాసు వైరాగ్యం జ్ఞానం చయద హైతుకం. ఇఫ్ వన్ పెర్ఫార్మ్స్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు లార్డ్ వాసుదేవ, దెన్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ డిటాచ్మెంట్ విల్ ఆటోమేటికల్లీ అపియర్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ద ఆన్సర్ టు ద ఫస్ట్ టూ క్వశ్చన్స్, రైట్? పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు లార్డ్ వాసుదేవ. సో ఆఫ్టర్ గివింగ్ భక్తి యాజ్ ద ఆన్సర్ టు ద ఫస్ట్ టూ క్వశ్చన్స్, ద ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఇస్ భక్తి, ద అల్టిమేట్ గుడ్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ ఈజ్ భక్తి, దెన్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ హౌ భక్తి ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ టు బి గెయిన్డ్ బై డూయింగ్ సో మెనీ డ్యూటీస్ దట్ ఏ పర్సనాలిటీ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు డూ. వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పరో ధర్మ. అల్టిమేట్లీ వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ షుడ్ లీడ్ యూ టు ఎ పాయింట్ వేర్ యూ కెన్ సరెండర్ టు కృష్ణ అండ్ పెర్ఫార్మ్ భక్తి, రైట్? సో అత పుంభిర్ద్విజ శ్రేష్ట ధర్మస్వనుష్ఠిత పుంసాం విశ్వక్సేన కథాశయ న ఉత్పాదయ్య దీదిరతిం శ్రమ ఏవ హి కేవలం. సో వన్ మే పెర్ఫార్మ్ హిస్ ధర్మ ఆక్యుపేషనల్ డ్యూటీ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్లీ, బట్ ఇఫ్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ ఇండ్యూస్ ఇన్ హిమ్ అన్ ఇంటరెస్ట్ టు హియర్ కృష్ణ కథ, దెన్ ఇట్ ఈ శ్రమ ఏవ హి కేవలం, రైట్? న ఉత్పాదయ్య దీదిరతిం, రైట్? విశ్వక్షేణ కథ. Then occupational duties are meant for ultimate liberation, never for sense gratification. One can work to maintain a healthy life for self-preservation and inquire about the absolute truth, right? So who is perceived as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan? Inquire about the absolute truth is mentioned. So that absolute truth is perceived in three phases. Vadanti tattattva vidas tattvam vijnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. And that absolute truth is realized by bhakti, and that bhakti is accompanied by knowledge and detachment and Vedic scriptural study, right? Jnana vairagya yuktaya. So the purpose of varnashram is ultimately to please Hari. Next, perform bhakti with one pointed attention, he says, and we can cut the karmic knots by రిమంబరింగ్ ద లాడ్. యద్ అనుధ్యాసినాయుక్త కర్మగ్రంథి నిబంధనం చిందంతి కో విదాస్తస్య కో నకుర్యాత్ కథారతిం. సో ఆఫ్టర్ సేయింగ్ దట్ దిస్ వర్ణాశ్రమ ఆర్ ఆక్యుపేషనల్ డ్యూటీస్ ఆర్ అల్టిమేట్లీ బెనిఫిషియల్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ వన్ టర్న్స్ టు డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, హీ గివ్స్ వేరియస్ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. దెర్ ఆర్ 9 స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి, శ్రద్ధ, సాధు సంఘ, భజన క్రియ, ఎక్సెట్రా ఎక్సెట్రా. అండ్ our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives 14 stages of bhakti. Even before developing shraddha also, there are two stages. One needs some krupa of some sadhus, satam krupa. Next is mahat seva, an opportunity to render service to devotees. Then he will develop some shraddha. Then he will take shelter of a guru. Then he will develop some eagerness to do some bhajan, some devotional service. Then other stages will follow: bhakti, anartha, nivritti, నిష్ఠా, రుచి, ఆసక్తి, రతి, ప్రేమ. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ప్రేమ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఆర్ టూ స్టేజెస్. సో ప్రేమ ఈజ్ లవ్ ఫర్ ద లార్డ్, అండ్ దర్శనం ఈజ్ విజన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. హరేర్ మాధుర్య అనుభవ మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ హ్యావింగ్ విజన్ ఆల్సో వన్ మోర్ స్టేజ్ ఈజ్ బీయింగ్ ఏబుల్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద లార్డ్ స్వీట్నెస్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది 14 స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి. దీస్ ఆర్ ఎలాబరేట్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ ద గైడ్ ఆల్సో. దెన్ హీ డిస్కసెస్ దట్ భక్తి is supposed to be performed only towards Lord Krishna. There are many gunavataras. There is Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. Out of these three avataras, to get liberation, one should take shelter of Vishnu only. other gunavataras or other demigods, they can never give liberation to a worshipper. So the demigod worship is rejected. Although devotees reject the ghastly forms of the demigods, still they are never envious of them. They don't disrespect them. They don't worship them as supreme personality of Godhead, or they don't worship them for liberation, but they respect them, but they worship only supreme personality of Godhead, right? So the essence of all processes is Vasudeva. Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para Makha, Vasudeva para Yoga, Vasudeva param Kriya, Vasudeva param Jnana, Vasudeva param Tapa, Vasudeva paro Dharma, Vasudeva paragati. So like that, Vasudeva is the essence of all processes. So Sutta Goswami answered the first two questions. Answer is bhakti. Then he elaborated on the process of bhakti, the stages of bhakti, and unto whom bhakti should be performed. So first two questions are answered. Next he answers the fourth question, not the third question. Because the third question is, why does the Lord appear? So before the Lord appears in this world, first the world has to be created. That is the activity of Purushavataras. So he first discusses the activities of Purushavataras. So he discusses the activities of Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Kshiradaka Sai Vishnu, how many millions of universes come out of the bodily pores of Mahavishnu, and how he enters into each of these universes as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Then he manifests in each and every living entity and atom as Kshiradaka Sai Vishnu. All these are described in very brief manner, right? So these are the Purushavataras. Then he gives the answer to the third question, the purpose of Lord's appearance, Krishna's appearance. So Lord appears to reclaim people in mode of goodness. That reclaiming is the need that Lord fulfills, right? So after this, in the third chapter, again, the roles of Purushavataras are very briefly explained. Because the next question is Leelavataras, and all these Leelavataras come through these Purushavataras. So Purushavataras are again briefly mentioned. Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, who is the first Purusha, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, who is the second Purusha, who is the source of all incarnations in this universe, right? And what are those incarnations? He gives a big list of Leelavataras. There are four Kumaras, Varahadev, Naranarayan Rishi, Narada Muni, Dattatreya, Kapila, Yajna, Rishabhadev, Prithumaraj, Matsya, Kurma, Mohini Murti, Dhanvantari, Vamanadev, Narasimhadev, Parashuram, Ram, then Vyasa, Krishna Balram. He lists Krishna also in this. Interestingly, in that verse which is describing Krishna, he uses the word Bhagavan. Then he also mentions about Buddha, Kalki. And after mentioning just 22 incarnations, he says, अवतार ही असंख्याय हरे सत्व निधेर द्विजाः यथा विदासिनः कुल्याः सरसहस्यु सहस्रशः. Just like unlimited rivulets of water may come from an inexhaustible source of water, similarly, unlimited incarnations will come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he remains as it is. Krishna is the source of unlimited incarnations. He is the fountainhead of all incarnations. And not only these incarnations, he has so many vibhutis, rishis, manus, demigods, and so many other descendants. They are all coming from Krishna. So Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Then he gives the Paribhasha Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ete cham shakala pumsa Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam Indrarivyakulam lokam ridayanti yuge yuge. So ete cha amsha kala pumsa. All the incarnations that I have described, ete cha means all the other incarnations that I have not described that appear in this universe, all are kala, amsha or kala of pumsa, means Purushavataras. They are either partial expansions of Purusha incarnations or portions of plenary portions of Purushavataras. But Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then whenever there is some problem to Indra and the whole demigods, right, in the administration of the universe, Lord mercifully descends into this universe. So by reciting this episode of various incarnations of the Lord, one will gain relief from material miseries. Then, so many incarnations are described. What about this Virat Roop? Is it an incarnation of the Lord? What exactly it is? Then Suta Goswami describes the Virat Rupa of the Lord is actually a material form. All the incarnations that I have described so far are having spiritual forms, but this Virat Rupa is having a material form. And this material form in which the Lord manifests is actually meant to connect people to bhakti somehow, towards the Supreme Lord somehow. Because some people cannot perceive or believe anything beyond matter. For them, the Lord's personality is described in terms of what they can actually perceive in this world. Right? These mountains are the bones of the Lord. These trees are the hairs of the Lord. Like that, whatever elements they can see in this material world are mapped with various limbs of the Lord. Thus, he is given an understanding, an imaginative understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although it is an imagination, still it is a bona fide imagination that ultimately connects a conditioned soul to Krishna. So that is the purpose of Virat Rupa. And just like a soul also will have certain gross form and subtle form, similarly Lord also has a gross form and subtle form in the material world. Both this gross and subtle are material forms. That is about Virat Rupa. Soul has a gross, material gross body, material subtle body. Similarly, the Supreme Lord also has a material gross body and material subtle body. But intelligent people will ignore this gross and subtle forms of both the Lord and the living entity and focus on the spiritual form. Jivera Swarupohai Krishnera Nityadas, that is the spiritual form of the living entity. And Krishna's Satchidananda Swarupa is the spiritual form of the Lord. Right? People focus on that. So thus they understand the Lord. Rejecting the material forms which are gross and subtle, learned men describe the Lord who has glorious qualities. Only fools consider the spiritual pastimes of the Lord as ordinary. And to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pastimes, one needs to perform devotional service without any reservations, without any interruptions, and in a favorable attitude. That is this verse. Saveda dhatu padavim parasya durantavirya rathanga pane yomayaya santataya anavritya bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham. Saveda dhatu padavim parasya. Who can understand the unparalleled glories of the dhatu creator? Durantavirya means unsurpassable glories. Rathanga pane, that Lord who holds this ratha chakra in his hand. Yo amayaya. Amayaya means without any reservations. Santataya means constantly. Anuvritya means favorably. Bhajeta tatpada sarojagandham. If one performs devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord in this attitude, in a favorable attitude, without any reservations, in a constant way, without any interruptions, then he can understand the Lord. So Suta Goswami notices some kind of disappointment in the sages. After hearing this verse, all the sages felt that we don't have so much devotion to the Lord. Then Suta Goswami immediately pacifies them. You definitely have devotion, that's why you are asking such wonderful questions. Right? He pacifies them and he answers their last question, sixth question. So far he answered five questions. First question, essence of all scriptures and ultimate good for people in general. First two questions he answered by describing bhakti. And Vasudeva is the goal of all processes. Second question is about... Third question is Krishna's appearance, reason for Krishna's appearance. So that he answered after describing the Purushavataras, which is actually fourth question. Then later he described the Leelavataras, fifth question. The sixth question is, where did Dharma take shelter in Krishna's absence? That is Srimad Bhagavatam. He glorifies Srimad Bhagavatam. How it is an incarnation of Supreme Lord. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam. It is directly an incarnation of the Lord. Book incarnation. Ganthavatara. It is the cream of all scriptures. Sukadeva Goswami spoke this to Parikshit Maharaj. Krishne Swadhama Upagate Dharma Gnanadi Bhissaha Kalau Nashtadrasha Mesha Puranarko Dhunoditaha. When Krishna went to his Swadhama, accompanied by Dharma and Jnana, to show path to the misdirected civilization of Kali Yuga, Krishna only descended as Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Krishna Parivartita, Krishna who has come back, is Srimad Bhagavatam. And he gives the parampara of Bhagavatam. So that is the subject matter of the first six chapters, first three chapters. So this is a summary of the first six questions. So in these first three chapters, we studied the glory of the process of devotional service, bhakti, and we understood who is Bhagavan, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, the source of all the incarnations, and we also understood the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti, Bhagavan and Bhagavatam are very wonderfully glorified in the first three chapters. Very crucial for our understanding. Next, naturally, in the fourth chapter beginning, the sages want to know more about Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, Bhagavatam is the shelter of Dharma in Krishna's absence. What is the background of this compilation of Bhagavatam? Where did Vyasadeva get his inspiration to compile Bhagavatam? So these were the questions. They first glorify Sota Goswami as Mahabhaga and Vadatamvara. You are the best of all speakers. You are most fortunate. So our question is, when, where, why and by whose inspiration did Vyasadeva compile Srimad Bhagavatam? And who asks this? Shaunaka Rishi. And what is the quality of Shaunaka Rishi? He is Vriddha, very elderly person in the whole assembly. Kulapati, he is like leader of the assembly. Bahuvrichaha, he is also a learned person. So these are the qualities of a person who represents an assembly of sages or devotees. So he asks these questions. So first question is about Bhagavatam, the background of Bhagavatam, history. Second, he asks about the qualities of Sukadeva Goswami. Right? So Sukadeva Goswami, how was he perceived in Hastinapur when he came there? And he enumerates so many qualities of Sukadeva Goswami. How did his meeting with Parikshit Maharaj take place? These are questions about Sukadeva Goswami. Then he asks questions about Parikshit Maharaj. How did the birth of Parikshit Maharaj take place? What are his activities? How was he coronated? How did he renounce? Shivaya lokasya bhavaya bhutaye yaduttama shloka parayana janaha jivanti natmartham asau parashrayam mumocha nirvidya kutah kalevaram. Such great personalities like Parikshit Maharaj, although they themselves are detached from this material world and material opulences, still they act as shelter for people in general. So Parikshit Maharaj, he could have continued his services as a king to give shelter to people, although he himself is detached. But why did he renounce the kingdom? What is the background? What is the reason for his renunciation? What are his activities as an emperor? How did his birth take place? We want to know about it. So they ask three sets of questions. One is about history of Srimad Bhagavatam. Second is about Sukadeva Goswami. Third is about Parikshit Maharaj. These are the three seed questions which are asked by the sages in the fourth chapter, and the rest of the first canto is an answer to these questions. So Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami begins by answering the first question about the history of Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva, in his meditation, saw the anomalies of Kali Yuga. And he contemplated for the welfare of people in general. He saw the anomalies. So when yesterday we discussed how Brahmaji created the four Vedas from his four mouths. And when Brahmaji created these four Vedas, all the mantras, hymns of these four Vedas were like a big pile of colorful stones. So they were like big pile, they were like mixed up. So what Vyasadeva did was, he separated all the stones, all the red stones separate, blue stones separate, then yellow stones separate. Like that he divided the one Veda into four. All the four Vedas were mixed up, he divided them, he separated them, he made into sections. Then he assigned these Vedas to his disciples, Pailarishi, Jaimini, Vaisampayana and Angira. And they further analyzed these Vedas and divided them into subsections and employed their disciples to elaborate on them. Like that, the Vedic knowledge is divided into branches and sub-branches by Vyasadeva and his disciples and grand disciples. Right? After dividing Vedas into four, Vyasadeva also compiled histories and authentic stories and Puranas, and he also compiled Mahabharata. All this Vyasadeva has done out of his sheer compassion towards people in general. Even after doing all this, Vyasadeva was feeling dissatisfied. He was despondent. He was a strict follower of disciplinary vows. He worshipped the Vedas, guru, sacrifice, and he did this Mahabharata and Vedic compilations. still he felt a feeling of incompleteness in his heart. Then he honestly contemplated, what could be the possible reason? He caught the clue. Maybe because I have not pointed out bhakti specifically. The process of devotional service, bhakti, is very dear to both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his dear devotees. So why did not sufficiently glorify the process of bhakti in my works? Is that the reason for my incompleteness or dissatisfaction? He was thinking like this. Then Narada Muni appeared. So Narada Muni appeared, and Vyasadeva very respectfully received Narada Muni in his ashram. Then Narada Muni inquired from Vyasadeva. He said, are you satisfied by identifying with the body or mind as objects of self-realization? Like, and you wrote Mahabharata and you delineated the subject matter of impersonal Brahman. You look very morose and very despondent. So what is the reason? So actually Narada Muni knows the reason, but still he inquired. Just like Angira goes to Chitraketu and he asks, are you good? Are you doing well? You look little despondent. What is the reason? Although Angira Muni knows that Chitraketu is suffering and lamenting because he did not have a son, still he asks, right? So Vyasadeva admits dissatisfaction. Yes, you pointed out correctly. I am not satisfied. So you are like the super soul. You can understand the intentions and the heart of everybody. You are like sun, who is all-pervading. And you are like air, that is also all-pervading. So like sun, like air, and like super soul, you can understand the intentions of everybody because you are all-pervading. So you can definitely figure out what is the root cause of my despondency. Please, you only explain, he says. Then Narada Muni diagnosis Vyasadeva's case. He says, because of two defects you are feeling this dissatisfaction. What are the two defects? Insufficient broadcasting of Lord's glories, and you have overemphasized these four purusharthas, which are not meant to be so much emphasized. It was not necessary, he said. Then he gives the definitions of two kinds of literatures. Nayadvajaschitra padam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit tadvayasam tirtha mushanti manasa nayatra hamsa niramantyu sikshaya nayadvajaschitra padam harer yasho. There may be some very poetic compositions, but if they are not glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, poetic compositions are of no use. Only crows will take pleasure in them. But Harer Yasho are Jagat Pavitram. They can completely purify the entire universe. So those words that are devoid of Harer Yasho are only liked by crows, and Hamsas will not take any pleasure in them. Even Akrura also says something similar. Yasyakhilamiva Habishumangalehi Prananti Shumbhanti Punanti Vai Jagat. Right, yasyakhila amiva habis sumangalaihi. Akhila amiva habihi means Lord's glories will completely vanquish all the sinful activities of the entire universe. Yasyakhila amiva habis sumangalaihi. Vacho vimishra guna karma janmabhihi. Those words that are mixed with guna, karma, and janma of the Supreme Lord have that effect. Right? Prananti shumbhanti punanti vai jagat. They animate the world, prananti. Shumbhanti, they beautify the world. Punanti, they purify the world. Right? Yastad virakta shavashobhanamatihi. And those words that are devoid of Lord's guna, karma, and janma are like shavashobhana. They are like decorations on the dead body. Same thing Narada Muni is also saying. Na yatra hamsa niramantyu sikshaya. Hamsas cannot take pleasure in that. A literature is considered mundane or transcendental depending on its acceptance by sadhus. If sadhus accept that literature, that is a literature worth reading. Right? Otherwise, it's not worth reading. Tadvagvisargo janata ghaviplavo yasmin pratishlokam abaddha vatyapi namanyanantasya yasho ankitaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. On the other hand, those literatures, although they are not perfectly composed, they are not very poetically correct, grammatically very proper, still, if they are glorifying Krishna, then sadhus will take pleasure in them. Shrinvanti, gayanti, grananti. They accept them, they hear about them, they speak about them also. That is the glory of transcendental literatures. So he says that. Then he describes how bhakti is the only valuable asset. So bhakti is not sufficiently glorified in the works that you have done. Now I will glorify bhakti. Later you revise your literature by taking this knowledge. Naishkarmam apyachyuta bhava varjitam nashobhate jnanamalam niranjanam kutah punashashvada badramishvare nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam. Even if it is naishkarmya also, if it is achyuta bhava varjitam, even that work which is not intended for any ulterior motives, naishkarmyam, right? Still, if it is devoid of a feeling of devotion towards Supreme Personality of Godhead, that will not shine. Na shobhati. What to speak of fruitive work, right? Kutah punas chasvada badramishvare na charpitam karma yadapya karanam. What to speak of karma, so many fruitive activities that are not meant for pleasing the Lord. Naishkarmya will not shine. How can karma shine? He says like that. Then you are a qualified literature writer. You are a transcendental author. So whatever is described separately from the Lord will simply react and agitates the mind. And people are already inclined towards sense gratification, and you have encouraged their natural enjoying propensity by encouraging that in your literatures. So you should glorify the Supreme Lord directly. He further says how bhakti is so beneficial. Even if someone falls down in bhakti, still there is no loss. Whatever little bhakti he has performed will become an eternal asset for him. Tyaktva swadharmam charanambujam harer bhajan apakvotha patettado yadi yattarkva vabhadram abhudamushyakim kovartha apto abhajatam swadharmatah. Right? Even if someone is following his swadharma, occupational duty, so meticulously, if he is devoid of bhakti, no bhajan, then he does not gain much at the end of his life. But on the other hand, even if someone begins bhakti and if he does not continue in the path of bhakti, in the middle he just falls down, still whatever he has done is a permanent asset for him, no loss. And one has to endeavor only for the ultimate beneficial activity, to revive one's relationship with the Lord. Tasyeva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad bhramatam uparyadaha. Endeavor for that rare thing which is not available in all the planetary systems. You start searching for this thing from lower planetary system to upper planetary systems. You will not get it, right? Try to catch that. That is bhakti. Na labhyate dukkhavadanyato tallabhyate dukkhavadanyato sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira rambhasa. So one needs to endeavor for a permanent result, right? Which is reviving his relationship with Krishna. One should not be lost in some temporary entanglements like that. And even if some devotee falls down, he does not undergo material existence like other people. Navai jano jato kathanchana vrajan. This verse also he says. So, next. So, you are a transcendental author. You must describe the glories of the Lord. And this is the conclusion of all learned circles. Idam hipumsas tapasasutrasyava svishtasya suktasya cha buddhidattayo avichyutortha kavibhir nirupito yaduktama shloka gunana varnanam. The purpose of all one's activities are meant to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the opinion of great transcendentalists, great learned people. So you must glorify the Lord, right? You must revise whatever you have written by including so many glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Then he gives an example to glorify the process of bhakti. See my own life, how bhakti transformed my life. So an important element of bhakti is association of devotees. So I have learned how to perform devotional service from this great devotees, Bhaktivedantas, in my previous life. That helped me a lot. I was a son of maid servant in my previous kalpa, and I served the Bhaktivedantas. So they came when in some monsoon to stay at some place. Myself and my mother were serving in a Brahmana school సో దిస్ భక్తివేదాంత స్కీమ్. తేమై యపేతాఖిల చాపలేర్భకే దాంతే అధృత క్రీడనకి అనువర్తిని చక్రుః కృపాం యద్యపి తుల్యదర్శనాః శుశ్రూషమాణే మునయో అల్పభాషిణి. దట్ గ్రీన్ లెటర్ తుల్యదర్శనాః దట్ ఇండికేట్స్ ది సేజెస్. ఆల్ దీస్ పర్పుల్ కలర్ లెటర్స్ దట్ ఇండికేట్స్ నారదముని. సో నారదముని హ్యాడ్ ఆల్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్. దాంతే మీన్స్ ఈజ్ వెరీ సెల్ఫ్ కంట్రోల్డ్. అధృత క్రీడనకి హీఈస్ నాట్ వెరీ అటాచ్డ్ టు స్పోర్ట్స్. చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ జనరలీ అటాచ్డ్ టు స్పోర్ట్స్ బట్ నారదముని ఈజ్ సచ్ ఎ చైల్డ్, హీ వాజ్ నెవర్ అటాచ్డ్ టు స్పోర్ట్స్. ఈవెన్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ఆల్సో. అనువర్తిని హీఈస్ వెరీ సబ్మిసివ్ పర్సన్. అల్పభాషిణి హీ డస్ నాట్ హీఈస్ నాట్ వెరీ టాకటివ్ రైట్, హీ స్పీక్స్ వెరీ ఫ్రూగల్లీ. సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్ నారదముని అట్రాక్టెడ్ ది అటెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సేజెస్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ తుల్య దర్శన, దే ఆర్ ఇంపార్షియల్ సేజెస్. దే షోడ్ దేర్ మెర్సీ అపాన్ నారదముని. అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ దట్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ క్యాంటో, దే అపియర్ ఇన్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ నారదముని రైట్. ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ వెర్స్ సతాం కృప మహత్ సేవ శ్రద్ధ గురుపాదాశ్రయ ఆల్ దిస్ హ్యాపెండ్ టు నారదముని రైట్. నెక్స్ట్, విత్ దేర్ పర్మిషన్ వన్స్ నారదముని టుక్ దిర్ రిమనెంట్స్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ ద రిమనెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ అపాస్త కిల్బిష, నారదముని ఆల్ యునో షార్ట్ కమింగ్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ వ్యాంక్విష్డ్. విశుద్ధ చేతస హీ డెవలప్డ్ వండర్ఫుల్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ రైట్. రుచి ప్రజాయతే తద్ధర్మ. రుచి ప్రజాయతే మీన్స్ ఎన్ ఇంటరెస్ట్ టు పెర్ఫార్మ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఇన్వోక్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ హార్ట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ దేర్ రిమనెంట్స్ అండ్ టేకింగ్ దేర్ అసోసియేషన్. సో లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ బికేమ్ వెరీ అట్రాక్టివ్ టు హిమ్. తద్ ధర్మ ఇస్ బేసికలీ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ రైట్. హీ బికేమ్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్. ద టేస్ట్ ఫర్ హిస్ హియరింగ్ ఇంక్రీస్డ్, దట్ ఈస్ ఆసక్తి రతి. దెన్ విత్ అన్ఇంటరప్టెడ్ అటెన్షన్ హీ ఫిక్స్డ్ హిస్ గ్రాస్ బాడీ అండ్ సెటిల్ బాడీ ఆన్ ద లార్డ్. మీన్స్ విత్ హిస్ సెటిల్ బాడీ, విత్ హిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ అండ్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ హీ ఈస్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ప్లానింగ్ హౌ టు సర్వ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎంగేజింగ్ ఇన్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి వేదాంతిస్. లైక్ దట్ హీ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ హీ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ హెర్డ్ ద గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ వెన్ ఆల్ దీస్ భక్తి వేదాంతస్ ఫర్ డిస్కసింగ్. దే వుడ్ సిట్, దే విల్ హ్యావ్ కథ అండ్ నారదముని ఆల్సో సిట్స్ ఇన్ సమ్ కార్నర్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఆల్సో వుడ్ హియర్ రైట్. అండ్ స్లోలీ హీ స్టార్టెడ్ లవింగ్ దెమ్ అండ్ స్ట్రిక్ట్లీ ఫాలోడ్ ద ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది భక్తి వేదాంతస్. దెన్ హీ డెవలప్డ్ ప్రేమ. సో దిస్ మాన్సూన్ పీరియడ్ వాజ్ ఓవర్, భక్తి వేదాంతస్ ఫర్ డిపార్టింగ్. సో బిఫోర్ భక్తి వేదాంతస్ డిపార్టెడ్ దే ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ నారదముని ఇన్ దిస్ కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ భక్తి యోగ అండ్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఈస్ అల్టిమేట్లీ ఇఫ్ యూన్ పెర్ఫార్మ్స్ భక్తి యోగ అల్టిమేట్లీ హీ కెన్ గో బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ భక్తి యోగ. సో హీ వాజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ ఇన్ దట్ కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ నాలెడ్జ్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ నెరేటింగ్ దిస్ హోల్ స్టోరీ నారదముని సేస్, ద బెస్ట్ రెమెడియల్ మెజర్ ఈస్ therefore to dedicate oneself in lord service. etat samuchitam brahmasthapatraya chikirshitam yadishware bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. So therefore you must glorify the process of devotional service in your literatures, then that will give you full satisfaction. So other activities which are not related to devotional service will only increase one's bondage in this world right. So they cannot give any satisfaction to the self. So only bhakti yoga can give full satisfaction to the self, and knowledge will automatically follow as a concomitant factor. So automatically one will be able to remember the Lord's name and qualities if he performs devotional service. So like that Naradamuni instructed Vyasadeva, and he also glorified the Lord as the actual seer, and how the Lord bestowed upon Naradamuni jnanam aishwaryam swasmin bhavam. Means జ్ఞానం, నాలెడ్జ్ వాజ్ బెస్టోడ్ అపాన్ హిమ్, ఆపులెన్సెస్ వర్ బెస్టోడ్ అపాన్ హిమ్ రైట్. ద కంక్లూజన్ ఈజ్, మై డియర్ వ్యాసదేవ్, యూ కంపైల్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ వే దట్ ఇట్ సాటిస్ఫైస్ ది హ్యాంకరింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ లెర్నెడ్ పీపుల్, సమాప్యతే విధాం బభుత్సితాం, దెన్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో మిటిగేట్స్ ది సఫరింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ జనరల్ రైట్. అద్రిజ్ఞానం సంక్లేశ నిర్వాణం. సో దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ suffering in this material world, their sufferings have to be vanquished, and there are very exalted people, they want to relish Krishna Katha, they want to know more insights, and they want to see the pastime from different perspectives and then enjoy it nicely. They are learned people. So Bhagavatam is both. Bhagavatam can cater to the needs of both parties. On one side, yesterday we discussed, Soham Ranam Kshulla Sukhaya Dukham Mahadgatanam Viramayatasya Pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam Yadaha Sakshat Bhagavan Rishibhya. Right? People are suffering in this material world tremendously for a meager amount of happiness. Right? Viramayatasya. To mitigate those sufferings, Pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam. I am speaking this Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam mitigates the sufferings of people in general. Tapatra yon molanam. In several verses we will find this. On the other hand, Nigama kalpator or galitam phalam sukhamukhadamrutad dravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam. Come and drink this Bhagavatam filled with rasas. Right? Muhuraho rasika. Oh rasikas, expert relishers of transcendental rasas. Right? Bhuvi bhavukas. Oh thoughtful learned sages, please come and relish. So Bhagavatam is compiled in such a way that the suffering people also can take benefit, and the people who are relishing Krishna Katha also can take benefit. That is how Narada Muni instructed Vyasadeva to compile Bhagavatam. Samapyate vidam babhutsitam. Right? Arditatmanam sanklesha nirvanam. Sanklesha nirvanam is also there. Then babhutsitam is also there. So Narada Muni concluded there, but Vyasadeva had some questions. That is in the 6th chapter. You only discussed up to the point of Bhaktivedanta's instructing you in Bhakti Yoga and departing after the monsoon period was over. So what did you do after the initiation? Right? What did you do after Bhaktivedanta's departure? How was your life after initiation? And how did you attain this body? You said you were a maid servant of, you were the son of maid servant. So how did you remember your past life? You also mentioned that in the previous kalpa, in the previous day of Brahma, this whole incident has happened. How did you remember that incident which happened in the previous day of Brahma, not your previous day? Right? Means one dissolution period has already passed. Right? Brahma himself got forgot how to create all the planetary systems in the beginning. He had to depend on Krishna. Right? Then how did you remember? He asked Narada Muni. Then Narada Muni started speaking about all these incidents happened after Bhaktivedanta's departure. First he said, my mother, once she went late in the evening to milk a cow. So she was bitten by a snake and she died. And I was dependent only on mother's affection. I could not maintain myself properly. I was completely dependent on mother. And only I am there in her life, only she was there in my life. So these 3-4 verses, 5 to 10, Narada Muni very graphically presents the relationship between himself and his mother. Right? So that relationship is so thick, there is no one except Narada Muni in her mother's life, in his mother's life. So that means the dependence and the hopes, oh, this child will grow up and he will take care of me. All these kinds of hopes are there generally. So all these were there. But suddenly, Narada Muni's only shelter was completely taken away by the snake bite. Then what was the response of Narada Muni to this calamity in life? Prabhupada, as soon as Narada Muni said, my mother was bitten by a serpent, immediately, right in the first line, Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is the way of dragging a sincere soul towards full-time devotional service. Anyone who hears this story, just imagine a writer writes an elaborate story, how one mother is their maid servant, she is going to different places and serving different people and getting some money, maintaining her only child, trying to send him to school, give him education, trying to give him good clothes, etc., etc. And the child is so sweet. Like that, some lot of description is there. Suddenly mother died. Whoever is watching the movie will have some tears in his eyes and he has to be given kerchief, etc. But immediately Prabhupada sees the whole broader perspective. It is Krishna's arrangement in Narada Muni's life so that Narada Muni can become a full-time devotee. Right? He can completely dedicate his entire life for devotional service. That is why Krishna has orchestrated this incident. in his life. And Narada Muni developed this vision, this detached vision, because of the association of Bhaktivedantas. Because of the association of devotees, a person will be equipped with the necessary maturity and knowledge to perceive situations in one's life as orchestrated by Krishna. He will be given the ability to see Krishna's hand behind every situation. Narada Muni was bestowed with that ability. Real maturity is to see reversals as Krishna's mercy. That knowledge was given to Narada Muni right at that age, when he was 5 years old. Then, without even performing funeral rites for his mother, he just departed for the north. So Narada Muni developed that detachment and knowledge. He traveled towards the north and he entered dense jungles where snakes, owls and jackals are there. He was traveling through cities and towns and villages, forests, etc., etc. That means Narada Muni has developed fearlessness. So just to travel in the night is very fearful for a person. Now he's a child and he's traveling alone. And he has no other means to survive, no money, no residence place. Where is he traveling, he doesn't know. Right? He's just left on the mercy of the Lord. So he just travels. That means he has developed fearlessness. So once he came to a place, there was a lake there. Narada Muni was a little fatigued and thirsty. He took some water in the lake and he sat under a tree, started meditating upon the Supreme Lord, as taught by Bhaktivedantas. So Narada Muni was meditating on the Lord and his meditation intensified. Dhyayatas charanam bojam bhava nirjita chetasaha. Right? Autkanthyashru kalakshasya hridyasin me shanair harihi. Dhyayatah charanam bojam. Narada Muni started meditating upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhava nirjita chetasaha. His consciousness was totally overwhelmed by bhava, intense emotion towards the Lord. So Autkanthya Ashru Kalakshasya, out of that intense bhava, his eyes were shedding tears. Hridyasin Shanair Harihi. Then the Supreme Lord Hari started manifesting in his heart. He was able to see the beautiful form of the Lord within his heart. So Narada Muni was meditating. All his bodily limbs were enlivened. He was absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy. Then suddenly Lord withdrew the form from his heart. Narada Muni could not see the form. So again he tried to focus, he tried to follow the procedure given by the Bhaktivedantas. He was trying his best to again get that form in his heart, but he's not getting the form. Sometimes we chant one round, that we try to hear every mantra, try, then just for 2-3 minutes maybe we get absorbed, or maybe for one mantra we get absorbed. Right? We feel this is very best round. And we try also, say, we may not get it again. Sometimes Krishna gives some glimpses of absorption for a moment or for a while, but later that is withdrawn, it is not getting. So Narada Muni tried his best, he is not getting that form back. So out of his mercy, Lord started speaking to Narada Muni. He said, my dear Narada Muni, this is the first and last darshan to you. No more darshans in this life. So he very boldly told Narada Muni. Why? Because I will not give my darshan to someone who has material taints. Right? I showed myself to you only to increase your desire to see me. So otherwise I will not give my darshan to someone who has material taints. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that actually Narada Muni did not have material taints. Just now we have seen how Narada Muni progressed from Satam Krupa, Mahat Seva, Adho Shraddha to Prema stage also. So Narada Muni came till Prema stage. How can he have material taints left? So this statement Lord spoke only to increase the humility of Narada Muni, make him humble. So Lord, even Narada Muni had to undergo a lot, right? Do I have material? And he did not bargain. He just accepted the instruction of the Lord. However, although Narada Muni attained the level of prema, his prema was at infant stage. the Supreme Lord wanted that infant prema to become youthful prema. How it happens? By withdrawing his form and making Narada Muni hanker to have that form again, and that hankering and that longing to see the form of the Lord will intensify his prema. Separation will intensify the love of a person for the beloved. For that reason, the Supreme Lord withdrew the form of Narada Muni, withdrew the form from the vision of Narada Muni to intensify his devotion. Right? So by service to the absolute truth and devotees, even for a short time one becomes my associate. Later the Lord starts glorifying the process of devotional service. So by my mercy, your memory will not be destroyed. You continue the process of devotional service. So you will attain a spiritual body. And Narada Muni heard all that from the Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord disappeared. Later, Narada Muni started traveling everywhere by performing devotional service, by chanting the glories of the Lord. Namanyanantasya hatatra papathan guhyani bhadrani kritani cha smaran gam paryatam stushtamana gataspraha kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha. Kalam pratikshan, he was just waiting, when will the Lord show his mercy again? Vimado, there is no mada in him. Right, there is no intoxication of pride, false pride or envy. Vimado vimatsaraha. He was traveling and chanting the glories of the Lord. He was absorbed in Krishna, and eventually he met with death. And later he received a spiritual body. And at the end of the previous kalpa, Narada Muni entered the Lord's body along with Brahma. And when Brahma woke up in the next day, Narada Muni reappeared. Yesterday we have seen how Narada Muni was also created by Brahma. But Narada Muni was created with a spiritual body. He became a liberated spaceman, and he glorifies the power of chanting. Lord easily appears in the heart whenever Narada Muni chants. So then, after describing his entire story, Narada Muni told Vyasadeva, so the most suitable boat to cross over this material existence is Haricharyana Varnanam. Etadhi Atura Chittana Matra Sparshechayamahu Bhavasindhu Plavodrashto Haricharyana Varnanam. Glorifying the supreme activities of the Supreme Lord is the only way to cross over this material existence, which is actually caused by the living entity's desire to bring his senses in contact with the sense objects. So you should start glorifying Lord Hari. And direct service to Lord Mukunda gives satisfaction. I have described my birth and my activities and my background so that you get a personal realization, you get an understanding of the process of bhakti. So after saying this, giving these instructions, Narada Muni departs. So that is the end of the sixth chapter.